Dean Richards is off, but Cindy Pearlman, Chicago's very own, reports from Las Vegas, and good news for Adam Sandler fans. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Bob. Great news for Adam Sandler fans. Happy Gilmore 2 is on the horizon. And, you know, Adam being Adam, he's got this under wraps. He won't say what the plot is, except we know it's golfing and Adam Sandler. But the tagline is, quote, Happy Gilmore is back.
And so this will not be in theaters at all, Cindy?
No, it's from Netflix. Adam has a big deal with Netflix, and it's just exclusive to Netflix July 25th, which is sort of a new thing that they're going to debut some of these big summer movies on the streamers themselves, where they're just bypassing the theaters.
And there are actual PGA stars in this, right?
PGA stars and all the Happy Gilmore people are back. Julie Bowen, Christopher McDonald, Ben Stiller, Bad Bunny's in it. Travis Kelce, remember him? Got a little cameo. And Adam's daughters, Sadie and Sonny, they're in it too. So the whole gang's back.
July 25. There's a sports drama people are talking about. What's this? It's called The Senior.
I love Michael Chiklis from The Shield. He's such a good actor, and he has this movie, small movie that's out now called The Senior. Good plot based on a true story. He plays Mike Flint, 59 years old, and he returns to college because he has 1 year left of football eligibility, and he wants to get his degree. So it's one of those fish out of water, can a 60-year-old man play on a college football team? And it's one of those deals where it's a heartwarming type of sports story, but definitely worth checking out.
And I know that there are still some Buffy the Vampire Slayer fans there. I still remember when Harry Carey would do the promos for this show on Channel 9. But tell us what's going on with this franchise now.
Well, Buffy fans have been rabid for years to get a Buffy sequel, reboot, anything. And it was announced a few months ago that they are doing a reboot. But Sarah Michelle Gellar, Buffy herself, came out of the ether this week and said, guess what, everyone? It's moving faster than we thought. They have offices. They're working on a script. And she said, everyone, just don't jump the gun. Be patient. It's going to happen. But it is moving fast. And the deal is she's not going to be the Slayer this time. They're going to find a new young Slayer, and she's a recurring role.
Okay, you got it, Buffy fans. We've been talking about Elton John in recent months because he's not touring anymore, but he's got an interesting new project or two, including this is an album and a TV special. Tell us about this.
It is. It's an album and a TV special, and Elton John, who knew, is really good friends with Brandi Carlile. She's a singer I've loved for years. And they've teamed up on a new album that's dropping April 4th called Who Believes in Angels. Really good duets on this. You can stream a bunch of them already. And then it's becoming a CBS special a little bit later called An Evening with Elton John and Brandi Carlile. That'll be on April 6th, filmed from London's Palladium Theater. It's live performances. It's a bunch of the new songs. But the cool thing, of course, is Brandi will be joining Elton on some of the classics. So that will be worth watching this for. I think that'll be good.
Here's the entertainment question of the morning. Do we really need another reality show singing competition? Whether we do or not, we're going to get one, aren't we?
Bob, we do. If it includes these two words, Keith and Urban, we definitely do. Because this is Keith Urban's reality show. Weird mix here, mixed with Taylor Sheridan of Yellowstone. He's creating this with Keith and Blake Shelton. They're all buddies. And it's going to be called The Road. And the deal is, if you're good enough, when it gets down to it, you get to join Keith as his opening act on The Road. He's on this big nationwide tour for his new album, which is called High. Really, really good album. And it's going with Keith. And Keith said, you know, I support young talent. I spent a lot of my underage life playing in seedy pubs. And it's one thing to sing in the studio, but The Road is where you'll find out if you really have it.
Well, that's some prize. Taylor Sheridan, how many shows can this guy do?
Does Taylor Sheridan sleep, do we think? I mean, I know he has a shack at the back of his ranch in Texas that writes all this stuff in the shack. So yeah, he must be in there 24/7.
Must be. Yeah, he's a real cowboy, isn't he? Cindy Pearlman in Las Vegas for Dean Richards. Appreciate it, Cindy. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
We have an entertainment roundup for you, some highlights from the Jimmies last night.
Yale made the tournament this year. They're a 13 seed, and they play at number 4, Texas A&M. Yeah, it's a pretty lopsided matchup. And you can tell how Yale's fans are feeling just based on the signs that they made for the game. Check these out. First, there's Ahem, don't you know who our fathers are? Up next, there's do you want to take this outside where my driver will fight you for me? This one says, this is worse than that time my family stayed at the White Lotus. Up next, there's why don't we settle this like real men with a sailboat race? Then there's does the concession stand carry foie gras, perchance? And finally, please show me on TV so everyone knows I went to Yale. Oh, my goodness. Come on. Come on. They got a chance. Wow.
Files I want to see are related to a conspiracy that I've been following since 2019 involving an imaginary college that only seems to come to life at this time of the year, the widespread hoax known as Gonzaga University. It's once again going to the NCAA college basketball tournament despite any shred of evidence that a school exists. They claim it's up in Spokane, Washington. I've seen no evidence of it. Go to Google, search Gonzaga. All you'll get are basketball videos. It is an imaginary school. They made up to win basketball games, and they're all in on it. This is from the local news up there, and this will show you the lengths these people will go to keep this charade afloat.
The Bulldogs are going to the NCAA tournament. They found out yesterday on Selection Sunday that they'll be traveling to Wichita, Kansas as an 8th seed to take on Georgia.
All right, now, first of all, that video was shot in 1984. There's no way that woman was on TV this week. That was recorded on a Betamax in the 80s. That lady's 90 years old now, so they dig up this video they shot who knows when, and then they go live to the Spokane airport.
Well, traveling can be stressful for anybody. That's why we took some time to do a little bit of the homework for the people at home who might find themselves in lines later. We know it's empty now, but probably in lines later in the league, heading to Wichita to watch the Zags.
Oh, wow. Look at everyone gathering. There's no one in line because no one goes to the school. There are no alumni. There are no students, and we're falling for it again. Can you believe this, Guillermo? We sent you up there a few years ago. You investigated this, and what did you learn?
It's not real, Jimmy.
It is not real.
Not real.
That's right.